You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. 1 year ago today, commuters found three local lanes onto the George Washington Bridge merged into one, backing up traffic through the town of Fort Lee, New Jersey. The mysterious lane closures persisted all week, despite complaints from Fort Lee Mayor Mark Sokolich, who is now, it is believed, was being punished for not endorsing the reelection of Governor Chris Christie. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein produced this look back.
At 211, Fort Lee traffic is a nightmare. The GW Bridge is totally gridlocked.
My exact words is this will not end well.
You said this will not end well?
Correct, because of traffic.
10-4, we're getting calls from irate motorists.
I was calling people's cell phones, the cell phones that I had, sending text mails, because it was maddening. Who would close down lanes to the busiest bridge in the world to get to me?
Either there was a traffic study or there wasn't. If there was, where is it?
I worked the cones, actually, Matt. Unbeknownst to everybody, I was actually the guy out there. I was in overalls and a hat.
Patrick Foy, F-O-Y-E. I'm not aware of any traffic study. I don't know why it was done.
I have accepted Bill Baroni's resignation as the Deputy Executive Director of the Port Authority, effective today. And I've made it very clear to everybody on my senior staff that if anyone had any knowledge about this, that they needed to come forward to me and tell me about it. And they've all assured me that they don't.
David Wildstein. W-I-L-D-S-T-E-I-N.
That email says it's time for traffic problems in Fort Lee.
Well, let me tell you, everybody, I was blindsided yesterday morning.
Is it wrong that I am smiling? And then a response that they are the children of Bona voters.
In the day we sweated out on the streets, stuck in traffic on the GWB.
On behalf of the Board of Commissioners, we are deeply sorry for inconvenience caused to our travelers.
On the advice of my counsel, I respectfully assert my right to remain silent under the United States and New Jersey constitutions.
So Jersey, get your ass in line.
We found that Governor Christie had no knowledge beforehand of this George Washington Bridge realignment idea.
I received a call from David Sampson. David tendered his resignation to me this afternoon.
If, in fact, you may have texted the governor about that, why would you not have been able to supply it?
I did not retain it.
Someday, governor, I don't know when this will all end, but till then, you're killing the working man who's stuck in the Governor Chris Christie for Lee, New Jersey traffic jam.
Thank you very much. It is great to be back in Iowa.
New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz has been reporting on the story over this past year, and he joins me now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Sotiris.
So the top three Chris Christie appointees at the Port Authority have resigned, and the Deputy Chief of Staff and the Director of the Governor's campaign were fired. Where do we stand today with the investigation into Bridgegate?
There are two federal investigations. One investigation by the Manhattan DA and the New Jersey Legislative Committee continues to interview witnesses behind closed doors and release documents to the public. As far as we know, these probes are looking at whether public infrastructure was used for political purposes, whether the mayor of Hoboken was threatened with the loss of the city's Sandy Aid as political punishment, and whether Port Authority money was diverted to New Jersey state projects illegally. They're also looking at the potential cover-ups in all of this. And the bills keep coming from Randy Mastro, Christie's outside lawyer who, depending on your point of view, is either conducting an internal review or defending Christie. Mastro's legal bills plus legal bills from state employees and Port Authority employees means taxpayers and toll payers are so far on the hook for $9.3 million.
Matt, what do we know about all these investigations?
We don't know much about the criminal investigations. We still haven't heard from any of the main characters in the saga. That's David Wildstein, Bridget Ann Kelly, Bill Stepien, David Sampson, Bill Baroni. And we still don't understand why we've only received one email from Christie that he may have sent in the wake of the lane closures, despite the fact that his top staffers were in major damage control mode at this point. Or we also don't know why a top aide deleted a text message exchange with the governor that was sent at a key moment. I spoke with Michael Critchley. He's the lawyer for Bridget Ann Kelly, who sent the time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee email. And he says he doesn't believe Kelly will be proven to be at fault because she has evidence to show that she was not responsible for giving the order to close the lanes.
So who was responsible?
He wouldn't say, and that continues to be the big unanswered question.
Well, we sent WNYC producer Jorge Sena to Fort Lee yesterday to see what residents think about Bridgegate and Governor Chris Christie a year later.
It's a mess here anyway for people commuting, and it just something like that, it's just not – I think it struck a real chord, at least for people in this community, what some people who doesn't live here, you know, can have a huge impact on someone's life here. So I think it's a huge setback for him.
Well, I think he does a lot of things very well. And I think the state of New Jersey as a whole, which you look at some of the changes he's made since he's been here, things have gotten better.
I'm from Jamaica, and we have a political system that is corrupt, no doubt. And I thought it was a bit better in America, but it's still the same. It's even worse.
But so far, they haven't been able to pin it on him, so I give him some credit for that. Everybody's tried. Nobody's been able to find anything.
That was Jimmy Song, Felix Rivera, Leroy Mitchell, and a woman who would only give her name as Lisa, all of them Fort Lee residents. Matt, is this representative of Jersey voters?
From what I can tell, yeah. All over the state, voters' opinions have been sort of affirmed by this. His poll numbers aren't as high as they were a year ago, but generally speaking, if you liked Christie before Bridgegate, you still like him. If you didn't like him before Bridgegate, you now really don't like him.
And what about voters in some other states you've spoken with, like people in New Hampshire and Iowa, for example?
Republicans in these early presidential primary and caucus states either don't care about the scandal or makes them like him more. They told me that if Christie was getting dragged through the mud by Democrats and the media and so far hasn't been caught doing anything, it proves that everyone was just out to get him, and maybe that indicates he's a real deal conservative. It's as if this gave him street cred.
And you were with the governor yesterday in Atlantic City. Did he have anything to say about this anniversary of the lane closures at the GWB?
He was asked by NJTV's David Cruz if he, quote, had any reflections on this year since Bridgegate. And he answered quickly and succinctly, no.
Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you, Stiers.
Matt Katz is WNYC's Christie Tracker. We'll have more on Bridgegate with Matt Katz and Andrea Bernstein coming up on The Brian Lehrer Show. That's this morning at 10 here on WNYC.